Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, Lord God, strong and mighty. He has been so good to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening and God bless you, saints. We at Rebirth for the King are ecstatic tonight that you've chosen to spend time with us on this Friday evening. And we certainly believe that you are at the right place with the right people on the right station at the right time to hear another anointed broadcast of Rebirth for the King. We want to thank you for coming on the line tonight, and we pray that your week has been fantastically prosperous in the things of God, and that the glory of God has been with you in your going out as well as your coming in. This program has been anointed by the Spirit of the Living God to prayerfully change your life, redirect your heart, and cause you to have a deeper relationship with Jesus. My name is Pastor Myra Harris. And I'm so happy tonight to be your host this evening. I am the humble servant of Rebirth Tabernacles of Glory. And we worship and praise the Lord at the Delta Community Center each and every Sunday, located at 2501 Spring Hill Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Rebirth for the King broadcasts every Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. to discuss topics in the spirit that will help you begin and or strengthen your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Saints, Rebirth for the King is always blessed to have our awesome anointed apostle, Hattie L. Fields of Horns Ablaze Ministries for Christ International from Vineland, New Jersey, to join us for another Friday evening. How are you, Apostle? God bless you. I hope you had a glorious week in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Pastor Myra Harris. It's good to be here online, and to the saints that are on the line, amen. A glorious time in the Lord. We look forward to the beauty of God's hand coming forth like it usually do. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. And tonight, Apostle, we're going to change the format for tonight. And I'm announcing tonight that this is open mic night. Hallelujah. For those of you who are not quite sure what open mic night means, it means that tonight the platform is yours. Hallelujah. That you are to take the mic. Amen. And pray and share, hallelujah, with us your testimony. Maybe you have a prayer request. Maybe you have a poem or even a snippet of a song. At the end of each month, we want to open the mic up just for you. Hallelujah. I'm so excited, amen, because we understand that in Revelations 12 and 11, it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. And you may be sitting there tonight with a testimony right in your belly that could help somebody else overcome a hurdle in their life. I want you to come on and take the mic tonight and help heal somebody's heart, hallelujah. Answer a questioning spirit, hallelujah. Or even if you have a question, come on the line with it, because you understand that the power of your testimony could possibly set somebody free. And so I just bless God this evening, hallelujah, because we have our ministry on the line tonight. Amen. Our young women's ministry, Victorious Women from Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this group is sponsored by my church. Amen. Rebirth Tabernacles of Glory. And is led by two wonderful women of God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Sandra Cruz and Evangelist Ada Williams. Good women, good evening, women of God. Amen. I believe that we have Evangelist Cruz on the line. Did we have her on the line? Amen. Amen. Hello.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen, amen. Yes, I just want to let everyone know that we are here getting ready to meet with all the wonderful women of God that's in our meeting. This ministry is called Victorious Women Meeting, and what we do here is that we talk about all kinds of things and types of things that goes on in our everyday life. We talk about the relationships between when we try to deal with them in a spiritual way and how Christ would deal with them. And so we ask the Lord that he continue to bless all the women here at Rebirth Tabernacles of Glory and the visitors that's in the room with us, and relationships with the families, with the children, with the even with the spouses, the boyfriends, or whomever. We always talk about the relationships, and we try to get a handle on it and just share all the information that we have with each and every one. Amen.
Amen. And so would you mind sharing, Evangelist Cruz, how this ministry was birthed?
Yes, Pastor. This is Evangelist Ada, and if you don't mind me sharing that, amen.
Okay, no problem. Amen.
This ministry was birthed through our evangelist class. We all took an evangelist class through Mount Lebanon Bower College, and this is one of the ministries that was birthed to one of the groups. And this particular ministry, Victoria's Women's, was for set up for the goal is this ministry to spiritually strengthen and empower young women. And we were focusing on young women from the age 18 up. And single women, and to help them to start understanding how Christ is, how the Christ works in their lives, and strengthening them, and keeping them, you know, teaching them how to have a mind of Christ, and being able to pick and choose right relationships through the direction and guidance of the Lord. So we use many ministry. You know, we meet many women who are going through, you know, broken relationship, low self esteem, depression, homelessness. Some have had abortion. Some have addictions, and our focus is to work and help empower these young women and let them share our testimonies with them and let them know that all things, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and the word of God said, greater is he that's in us. So letting them, helping them to understand that Jesus lives on the inside of them, the Spirit lives on the inside of them. So this is a ministry that we have seen growth in, and we bless
Amen.
God because we have an opportunity to share with other young women and the older women here. You know, we have our testimony. But the young women said testimony. So we all learn from one another. We embrace one another, love one another through Christ Jesus, and we have all become sisters in Christ. Sisters in Christ. So we bless God. We thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to, you know, to have this ministry and do your direction of God is how this ministry got birthed. But this was a project that you gave us to do in the evangelist class. That has
Amen.
Been going on there for about 3 years. You know,
Amen.
So we're one of the ones that still active and loving every moment. So we thank you so much, you know, for the evangelist class, evangelist two. We had evangelist one and evangelist two class, and it was through Mount Lebanon. So we thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity. Amen.
Amen. So if there are women on the line tonight that are interested in becoming a part of Victorious Women, would you like to share your contact information at this time?
Oh, absolutely. We always hold this meeting, the fellowship meeting that we always hold at the last Friday of every month. And it usually starts between 7 and 9, but a lot of times we have from 7 to 7:30, we have a fellowship that we just, you know, enjoy each other, eat a little bit of food, and just share things with each other. And then from 7:30 on, we get into our testimony and get into the Word of God and sharing with one another and teaching. It's usually held at my house, here, right here on Lane Grill Road, close to Randallstown. The contact information, Evangelist Cruz and myself and my daughter, Brandon Nicole, any of us you can contact. So if you really want to be involved, or you can contact myself, my number is 443-983-9796. Again, that number is 443-983-9796. And my name is Evangelist Ada. And then there's Evangelist Cruz that also that you can contact, you know, if you need more information. I am on my email address is aswmissionary@comcast.net. aswmissionary123@comcast.net. That's my email address. Sister Cruz's phone number is 443-983-0957. That's Evangelist Cruz. So please contact us anytime. And we invite you to join us. You know, you will not be sorry, because the Spirit of the Lord is always with us, and he always takes us someplace during these fellowship meals. Amen.
Amen, and that's a blessing. And, you know, it's so important that we were talking about where do we find God and how do we find him. Apostle was certainly very much a part of that Mount Lebanon experience where the building of the ministries. And so, Apostle, this is one of the ministries that was birthed through that first class. Amen. Do you have thoughts towards them tonight before we get into testimony?
I'm looking at what the Word of God has already expressed through the powerful will of his hand that spoke to the vessels of God, hallelujah, and let them know you have victory. You are victory. And in it comes victorious women. And you begin to just stretch out and move on what God has done. When I'm thinking about all the wonderful testimonies that have come thus far, and we know there's so many more, hallelujah. And what I like about what's happening tonight, y'all know they say women can talk, so for you to beep in a little while. And over there, that subdivision of what it had overcome, 12 and 11 in Revelation.
Yes, yes, yes.
See,
and 12:11, uh-huh, Revelation.
Faithful believers, hallelujah, that are here who overcome Satan by the what? By the free, that freed them from the power, hallelujah, of their problems and brought them into understanding that the blood of the Lamb of God would determine and bring you into the speech of the by showing you with willingness and to serve you. Christ is your answer at any cost. I was just thinking all the words that went forth. Pastor Harris.
Amen. And so I'd like to ask, do we have any victorious women tonight that want to take the mic and give a testimony about how God has changed your life?
Oh, absolutely, Pastor. We have Sister Kim here. We have Sister Cruz here again. I know she already spoke Evangelist Cruz. We have Sister Lakeisha here and Sister Sean. And we have my wonderful daughter, Brandy. Nicole, who's going to be doing the script for tonight. So I think she always has something wonderful to say. I'm going to let her speak for a moment.
Amen. Amen. Just introduce yourself for the same so that we all hear who's on the line. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, Pastor. This is Sister Nicole.
Amen.
Amen. Do you want introductions or testimony? Amen.
Well, this is open mic night. The mic is yours, daughter. Amen.
Oh, amen. Well, I just bless the Lord and give him all glory and honor for today. Just help me get through today. I'm grateful for the group, one, because it's helped me, with my relationship with Christ and how I interact with others. Because we can always deal with others with our fleshly side. But when you think of how Christ loves his people and how you can kind of pull away so quickly, it's a constant reminder that we are dealing with each other with the love of Christ. And being able to bring him in the midst of all situations, whether it's in relationship with the children or either other woman. I myself have always been standoffish with other females. But the Lord has allowed me to be a little bit more spoken and verbal, to be able to speak about him and even minister to other young ladies, ones who I know who have gone through the tests and trials and are still going through them. So I just think this Victorious Woman is a wonderful group. And even down for the shy ones who come, and they are very vocal as well. And it's a group where you can just express yourself and how you feel, and you can be open without being judged. So I'm very grateful for the group. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And one of the things that I'm blessing God about tonight, that not only do we have Victorious Women on the line, but we have other saints that are on the line tonight. And I just want you to know that it is so important, just like Luke 8:39 tells us, that we need to declare how much God has done for you. Amen. That in Luke 8:39, it says that we need to go through a process of declaring just how much God has done for you. And so if you are a saint on the line tonight and you have opportunity to declare how much God has done for you, I'd just like you to just press the number one, or if you need to dial in 914-205-5323 and press that number one. I'm just encouraging you, saints. You know, this is open mic night. The platform is yours. And as the word of God says, that we need to declare it. We need to decree that God has done something good for you. And somebody may need to hear that tonight, how the Lord has blessed you. And that may give them hope that if the Lord could bless you like that, then I know he can bless me. Amen. And so I'm going to repeat that number again. It's 914-205-5323. And if you're already on the line, I'm going to just ask you to press the number one and take that mic tonight. Just go ahead and press the number one and alert me that you have another person that is ready to give a testimony, because everybody has a testimony. There shouldn't be a saint that can't declare that. Am I right, Apostle?
You're right about it. Hallelujah. And getting, thank you, Pastor, and getting into the very meat of all that's happening, we're finding out that what the saints have been able to do is to turn their old emotions around and become mature in hearing, because they're able to come together. They're speaking victory over one another as they're hearing the situations that God had brought them out of. And they're finding themselves, I know because I talk with the saints when I come in town, I know that they're rejoicing in the Lord, and he keeps doing it. According to Philippians 4:4, they have experienced peace in their spirit, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4:6, this is what I'm listening to. This is what I recognize over the course of time. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
Yes.
Victory been brought down within these vessels. And the boldness that you're able to speak in, hallelujah, the Lord is finding great joy in it, and contentment is coming into the presence of God. Pastor Harris?
Amen. It's so important to not be ashamed of the testimony. In 2 Timothy 1:8, it says, do not be ashamed of the testimony about your Lord. Hallelujah. But understand, share in the suffering for the gospel of the power of God. And I just want you to say tonight that I'm not ashamed of the gospel. If that's all you get on the line to say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel that the Lord put inside of me tonight, just press that number one and give your testimony tonight, and allow others to be empowered by your testimony. I know there's another saint on the line that is able to not be ashamed of the power of God and the gospel that he has put in the inside of you and the power of your testimony. Is that Minister Angela? God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor, and to the apostle, and to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to say that I am so grateful, and I'm just so thankful that the Lord has given me peace in a very disturbing situation about over a year ago. When I retired after working 36 years, I had no intention, no idea, didn't have any. I had not planned to come home and be a caregiver for my husband. Before I retired, he took sick, and he's been, you know, and I've had to really be there for him and take him back to the doctors,
thank
and you know, and just help him through this time of of sickness and weakness. But I thank God because it wasn't something that I had planned. And it wasn't something that I, and be honestly and truthfully, after you retire, it's not something you really want to do. And, no. And I had taken care of sick people for 36 years, and I had no intentions of coming home and doing this. But the Lord himself let me know that this was something that he had given me to do. And when I accepted it, yes, I did some kicking and stomping and everything that we go through when we don't want to do things. But I thank God, and I thank God for you, Pastor, for first you had to show me who I was and who I was in Christ and the need that was here in my house. And then you had to show me that sometimes God appoints us to do the things that we have to do, particularly for our loved ones. And today I can say honestly and truthfully say, you're talking about peace. But the Lord gave me peace in that storm. And I thank God. I thank God.
Come on, declare it.
Peace that he gave me. And I mean, it's not a chore. It's not hard. It is something that I get up there. I go to bed at night, peaceful. Get up in the day, it's peaceful. And then the Lord blessed me to have a peaceful husband who appreciates everything. And he knew that I didn't want to do it because I made it very clear. Because that wasn't what I, when I retired, I just wanted to do what I really wanted to do. But I thank God that my will had to change. And allowed me to have peace. And even in this, and knowing that I'm in the will of God, I'm doing what God has called me to do. And every day, it's just a good day. It's just a good day in my house, considering how it all started and how I had to come into reality of knowing and that the Lord had called me and he had appointed me to do this, to be his caregiver. And he's just so appreciative. He never says, you know, always let me know that he's appreciative, that he thanks me and everything. And it's made out because we worked different shifts for years. He worked night and I worked day. So it made our relationship better. You know, we're able to talk and this. It's just a peace.
I'm not
bitter. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I just have the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. And the Lord just opens things that I need him to open the doors for. He does. And I mean, I'm able to be home and be home with him and pray. And he rededicated his life back to the Lord since taking care of him. Your pastor, you came here. I mean, this is a man had never had communion in years. You came here and gave him communion. And I mean, his eyes open, his hope came back alive. Yeah. And so I'm grateful tonight. And that is my testimony. And I don't know who it's for, but I just want to say, you know, sometimes God will appoint us things that we really don't want to do, but just seek him and rest in it. And most of all, be obedient if he's called you to do that. God bless you.
Ooh, that is a wonderful testimony. Amen. Apostle, you want to respond?
I just want to say that I was thanking God for what was being spoken. And we know in the Lord, it's so beautiful. And we got to look at how Jesus headed for the hills.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he headed for the hills. Moses prospered by heading for the hills. And this is what you did, daughter. You headed as a woman of God, learning more and more, receiving of him. You said, I am heading for the hills of safety in God. What is your word speaking to me? How is Calvary living inside of me? Although Jesus has bled and died on the cross and resurrected dead, but I still know I can head for the hills and be more than a conqueror, a great overcomer. And this is because you looked at the view of it as a victorious woman, and you said, I am overcoming. And sure enough, your salvation and your hope in the Lord, hallelujah, has lifted every burden and showed you the blessed assurance that God had for you. because you looked to the hills, but what came at your help? To the saints of God, all that are there. Pastor Harris.
Amen. You know, I'm sitting here tonight and I realize that, you know, that somebody I know out there that has, God has done so many things, you can't even number them. That's like Psalms 71 and 15 through 18, that my mouth will tell of your righteous acts and of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. That means that there's some stuff that God has done for you that you can't even count. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That there's so much that he's done for you, the mighty deeds of the Lord, hallelujah, that has been done on your behalf. I know that somebody's got a testimony about God, thank you. If I don't say nothing else, let me at least acknowledge you and say thank you tonight, because you've done so much in my life, I can't even number the times. Hallelujah, when you showed up, hallelujah, and brought me what I didn't have. And so I know I'm going to come back to Victorious Women. I'm looking for you to signal to me that you've got another testimony. All those wonderful victorious women in that room, I am sure that somebody has a victorious story tonight. And I bless God, because Victorious Women is a victorious setting. That means that is teaching you to be victorious. And I know that there's somebody else in that room, hallelujah, that can tell how God has lifted them up. And I'm opening up the mic. Amen. Tell me your name and share your testimony. Amen.
Pastor, this is Sister Kim and Victorian Women. I'd just like to give honor to God, to you, to Apostle, and to our Victorious Women group. I'm just thankful for being in the group or being with the group this evening, for truly God is good and greatly to be praised. And I just thank him for all my blessings, no matter what goes on or what happens in a given day. You know, whenever you get a chance to minister and be in a group of women and be serving the Lord and talking about the spiritual blessings that we receive for each and every day, that's just a blessing in itself. So I'm just thankful, and I give God all the honor and praise.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Kim. And that's good, because it says, you know, in Matthew that, you know, everybody needs to acknowledge me before men. Amen. That God likes you to do it when other people are around. Hallelujah. Because some people like to say, well, you know, I praise God all by myself. But Matthew 10:32 says, look, he wants you to acknowledge, hallelujah, who he is and what he has done before other people. Hallelujah. Because he said, listen, and that's when I'll be able to honor you. Isn't that a glorious statement right there? Hallelujah. Glorify God before other people. Is there another victorious woman in the group tonight? The mic is still open.
No, I don't want to.
Amen, Pastor. We're passing the phone.
Amen. To God be the glory.
First, giving honor to God, the Pastor, my mom,
apostle.
Yes, I said apostle. This is Sister Vonda. I want to thank God for allowing me to be with the Victoria Women's tonight, and I also have been learning something out of it. And I just want to thank God for allowing me to be here and get some out of this today.
Amen. To God be the glory. And I know that, Apostle, do you have closing comments for the group before we talk about our prayer line?
Amen. A good closing comment, if it be all right with you, Pastor. I want to give victory praise to those, amen, from Victorious Women that has been able to go out to a conference of Christian Women's Fellowship over the past few years. It's been a mighty change and a mighty work, and they're moving now like mighty warriors. And that's a good thing. Amen. So I wanted to just say the Victorious Women by being a part of the conference year after year and coming, Women's Conference, Christian Women's Fellowship. And I wanted to acknowledge them and let them know I watched your growth at home and at conference. And that's a mighty thing. So I want to thank you, Pastor, and to the rest of the Victorious Women. Amen.
Amen. Would you like to tell them about the Victoria, about the conference that's coming up in a couple weeks?
Yeah, you can do it, Pastor.
Amen. It would be nice if one of the saints from Horns of Blaze shared that information. Hallelujah. About the women's conference.
They're on the line.
Amen. Yes, they're on the line. There's a Christian Women's Conference in Delaware. Amen. I'm coming up now May. Let me go. Apostle, what's the date?
14th, 15th of May.
Amen.
In Delaware.
Prophetess Gaming is going to give us some information. Amen. Prophetess Gaming. Amen. Prophetess Gaming. Hello, Prophetess Gaming.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You want to share the information about the conference?
Yes, ma'am. Our prophetic conference this year is May 13th, 14th, and 15th of May, which is in a couple of weeks. Amen. And we're looking forward to having an awesome, great time in the Lord. God always comes and blesses us and just does marvelous and wonderful things at our conference.
If someone is interested in going, what would be the contact number?
The contact number, they can call Apostle Fields at area code 856-696-3403, or they can call area code 856-507-0725. Or you could call Roxanne Fields, area code 302-507-0000.
Amen. Thank you for that. And so we hope that we have a great turnout for the Christian Women's Conference. Amen.
Yes,
and I know that, amen, it's a blessing every year that we go. Thank you, Prophet Damon.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Amen. And so, believe it or not, we are overtime, saints. Hallelujah. I want to invite you back Friday at 7:30. Every Friday we're here. And next week we'll continue with our series, Not I, But Christ. And I know that we're at the end of our time, but I want to make sure that everyone remembers that it ain't no harm. Hallelujah. In praising the Lord's name. God bless you. Have a great evening in the Lord. God bless you now.